if Commissioner Hogard and Commissioner Schilling continue to harass the sheriff and demoralize the transport staff as they have in the past, and if all those people get fed up and quit, like we have a couple of employees that have already decided to do so, we won't have 2 or 3 years before this county goes under. If we can't do our law enforcement, if we can't do our prisoner transport, our prisoner housing, someone is going to have to come in and do it. You think it's expensive now, we're just increase that sheriff's transport budget by $200,000. Think it's expensive now, think what it's going to cost if the state has to come in, bring people in from Pier or wherever they're going to be bringing them in, probably not paying them $18.33 an hour, paying them whatever their normal salaries are, paying all their housing, paying all their meals, come in and do what we've got good people doing. That's what's at jeopardy if that sheriff's office keeps getting harassed.